What is up, you guys? Okay, so sorry I did not record a podcast yesterday. Yesterday, I literally was trying to learn everything I could about TikTok and Instagram, and I still didn't learn everything. And I'm not like the greatest when it comes to doing all that. So that's what happened yesterday. I was planning on it. I also went to look for jobs, but everything kind of got mixed in together and the podcast just did not happen. But thank you once again. I say this in every podcast for listening to all my other podcasts and sharing them with your friends. If you want to support me, there's a support button, I think, on Anchor. If you listen to my podcast on Anchor, you can become like a supporter. That would be great. That would help me out. But just listening, sharing, and all that is support enough. So thank you. But today's podcast, okay, this is gonna be a ramble because I don't have exactly the pinpoint where I want to go with this. I'm just gonna let it flow. So, I really think that there should be more normalization of people not, how do I put this? Like, people sharing everything. Not everything. I mean, there's some things that you do want to keep private, but, like, there's so many people out there that share and film everyday life content, and they make it like this big, like theatric, and I think it's starting to get normalized, but there's still some people that are like, what are you doing? And I think it should just be like, there's certain things that we should normalize, like love is love. I'm a Christian, but it doesn't hurt me. So, like, you love who you love. The whole thing with Roe versus Wade, like, that's a whole different conversation. Like, I am scared for generations to come of females. And that's just scary. Like, I don't agree with it. And people should make their own choices. But at the same time, there's certain, not with that, but there's certain things like that choices are a certain, I don't know, like you make choices for yourself, but at some point you have to think of others, I think. But at the same time, putting yourself first. I think that's what a lot of people have like. That's normalized. It's like, oh, like you have to like do self-care, but you know, like if your self-care gets too much and it starts affecting others, then you're being selfish. I what? Makes no sense. That whole sentence didn't make any sense because it doesn't make sense. And there's a Camaro right in front of me. And it's a beaut. And all these people around me have no idea that we are in the presence of greatness. And then you have presence of greatness, and then you have Tahoe. Welcome to the South, everyone. Sorry, had to do it. But my thing is, like, with the filming. Like, if you haven't, oh yes, by all means. You can cut in front of me anytime. And I will not get mad. I love classic cars. I don't know where it came from. I really, really, really don't know where it came from. Have no idea. The smooth transition between lanes. What? That's flawless. That car is so flawless. I don't know much about cars either, so I want to learn. Normalize girls learning about cars. I do kind of know how to change my own oil, but I'm still a beginner. But like, we should normalize that. Normalize getting iced coffee every day with money you don't have. That's a choice that I've made, yes. It's not affecting others. It's not affect, like, it doesn't affect you. It affects me, my money. But it makes me happy. And it increases my serotonin to be nice to other people. So, actually, it does affect others because it helps. It brings peace. Namaste. But also, I wanted to talk about just normalizing, like, being a content creator or a podcaster or the off-end, like, jobs that, like, in the 50s and 60s, they didn't have. Like, there's so many people. Is that Tesla behind me? Guys, I've seen so many Teslas lately. I don't know if it's like I should put that as a manifestation on my manifestation board. I'm going to make one soon. I'm going to start writing down like everything that, like, in a year Hannah gave me that in. Because she did it on Instagram. She posted about it. And I was like, that might work. So, I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, so there's so many things that, like, not even I have really thought about. It's kind of crazy because I have these dreams, right? And, like, you would think that, like, because I want these dreams to just, I really think that's a Tesla. See, I can't really tell. Because there's some cars that have the same build as Tesla, but they're not a Tesla. Does that make sense? I don't know if it makes sense, but oh well. But you would think that, like, with my hard work and determination, like, I could do it, but I think the fact that it's not normalized to be a content creator where I'm from and where I'm at, hinders me from a lot of things, and I don't like that, but it is what it is. I can pass through that. Is that a stigma? Would that be considered a stigma? Someone tell me, because I want to know. But, like, normalize being on your phone and working. I just, like, I'm constantly on my phone, and the amount of time spent on, like, TikTok and stuff that I do, I could be getting paid for that if I knew how to really work it in the way that, like, everyone else does. I mean, Charlie D'Amelio literally is 18 and has made more money by just doing what she's doing. And that's so mind-boggling to me to think. Like, it's just mind-boggling. Because at the end of the day, like, we could all be doing that. We could all monetize our videos and what we do and podcasts and things like that. And it would be normal. You know? Because I'm going to tell you, apartment prices, house prices, gas prices, They are not cheap. Anyway, I know they're more expensive the further up, the further north you go, or the further west you go. I think in California it's almost $6, $7 a gallon. I'm blessed to say it's like four something where I'm at. It's almost at five, but like I just $7 is a lot. So, but I just think normalizing things that aren't normal is gonna make the world a better place, and it's gonna help people get out of their comfort zone, and it's just gonna be better for everyone. Because our world is not, it's not, how do I put this? The world is not what it seems. There are things that happen every single day that we don't even know about. Because we live in our own little, like, bubble, perhaps. Like, I went through all the conspiracy theories, and I'm about to go down them again because I saw the Elvis movie, and the Elvis conspiracy is like one of the craziest ones, especially Michael Jackson. Like, all of them are. Princess Diana isn't crazy because, like, I actually believe that to be true. I really do. There's so many things that that girl, like, cool, like, is Princess Diana is alive. But there's things that happen. Like, I watch the news. I get into, like, my journalism, like, phase, and I'll watch the news, and there's a whole set of people who travel to Atlanta, because I know that's where CNN is. I don't know where Fox is. I think it's New York. But there's people, especially like the White House. Like when I watch Scandal, lawyers, the good ones. The person that I really want to hear that joke isn't going to listen to my podcast, so I'm going to have to text her and say, I said the funniest thing on my podcast today. I'll probably forget before I end this. But, so, the funny thing is, like, lawyers, there's so many trials that are happening. And, like, they get dressed up every morning and they go, like, what? Like, people travel to watch. No one lives, like, all the White House people. There's a thing called a blinker. But there's people who travel to Washington, D.C. every single day to work. There's people who are in the FBI. Like, what? Like, people are in the FBI and they go home and live like this super normal life, but their work is not normal. Like, does anyone else think about that? I want to normalize thinking about that because, like, I think about it quite often. There's people who literally get up and have like a glam team and just chill around their house and get filmed. And they get paid so much per episode. Like, what? I mean, that's how the Kardashians became. I mean, now they're like multi-billionaire. all of them are. And that just, that's not normal for some people to think about, but, like, for, like, our generation and, like, younger, like, it's so normal. Because anyone can have a TV show now. Like, anyone. If you have a drama-filled life, you're gonna be on TV. You're gonna make it on TikTok. And people are gonna wanna watch it. My favorite TV show is Below Deck. I haven't seen every episode, but every time I watch it, I just wanna watch more. Like, people get paid to work on a yacht or a boat, and then get paid, after 2 days, they get paid $1,500. I'm talking about one of the episodes from yesterday. These people got paid $1,500 each. $17,000 as a tip. As a tip, y'all. And then they went on this island, because I think it's an island, and they went and, like, partied it up. And then they went back to work. And that's normal for them. What? Normal for me is not knowing what I'm gonna do except get iced coffee and go to the gym. Like, that's my normal. Some people's normals, every Saturday, you go to the grocery store. That's pretty normal for us too lately, but, like, that's people's normal. And I find it, like, it's so weird. It's good weird. But, like, I don't know. I just think this world is crazy. And it's freaking awesome that, like, there's so many things that, like, have been normalized in the recent, like, times or years or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. We need to normalize, like, a bunch of things. Because if we do, then life is just going to be that much more beautiful and that much more, like, I don't know. I don't know what anyone took from this podcast, because I went off on a tangent on conspiracy theories and all that. If you want, I can do a, like, podcast on that. I'm not really good at, like, I just like to watch them. Because they're really freaking, like, sometimes they're creepy, but sometimes they're pretty cool. So, but thank you for listening to me ramble. This was, wow, it's 18 minutes already. Wow. I'm gonna go do some more research, wait for my groceries. I got done with my errands a little early, so I'm just gonna chill and research and do all kinds of stuff that needs to be done. Happy 4th, by the way. I hope everyone has a wonderful 4th. Be safe. That's for sure. Please be safe. Especially in this heat. I know right now it says it's in the high 90s for us, but it feels like 105 or something. It has to. But thank you so much for listening. Share. Listen to my other podcasts. And I will see y'all in the next one. I'm hoping to do one tonight. I gotta get some other stuff figured out before I do that, though. So, but definitely tomorrow I will be back with the podcast. And like I said in yesterday, they're gonna be a little bit more structured, a little longer. They're gonna be on certain topics, and so I'm excited to bring that to y'all. So, starts tomorrow. So, maybe tonight. Possibly tonight. but definitely tomorrow. But happy 4th.